Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We have some ground to make up. We are on daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. First words on the line are Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So we're still in the middle of the sugya of Hamezakel Uber Kana or Mezakel Uber Lo Kana, right? The discussion whether a person can be makna something to an unborn child. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamezakel Uber Lo Kana. That if someone is mezakel to an Uber, the Uber is not Kona. So in fact, the Gemara of the Im Tomar Mishnah Seinu, maybe you're going to say, what do you mean Lo Kana? Our Mishnah is beferish against that, because the Mishnah says that if a person says that if my pregnant wife gives birth to a boy, he should get $100, he in fact gets $100. That makes it sound like Mezakel Uber is Kana. So answers the Gemara, Hol v'daito shel adam krova etzal b'no. Now, that's a special din when it comes to one's own child, that a person's das is krova etzal b'no, and therefore in that situation it's going to work for his own child. Rishbam explains, krova etzal b'no, v'gomer umakna b'kol libo, avlu barachar lo kana, that the person has full gemiras das to be makna to the ubar, but typically the reason a mezakel ubar lo kana would be because a person doesn't have full gemiras das, he doesn't really, if you don't see the Uber, he's not real yet. You don't have a sense that he's a real person yet, and therefore one doesn't have full gemiras das. But for his own child, for his own unborn child, he has full gemiras das. Shidum Gbetzes, in the name of the Tosa Rash, says differently than the Rashbam. Right? This is a discussion. Why is it that there should be a difference between the son and other people? So the Rashbam says because gamar makna for your own son, but you're not going to have full gemir status for other people. Shin Betza says in the name of Tosas Rush that based on that Rashbam, it would seem that that the reason that eno de makna davar shalom b'liolam in general is all a gemiras das problem. It's all an issue of do you have full gemiras das for something that's lo bal yolam. But by b'no, when you have full gemiras das, so you could even be makna lidavar shelo bal yolam. Sounds like, according to the Rashbam, that the whole issue of davar shelo bal yolam is not whether the kinyan can work, it's whether you are fully committed to making it work, whether you're gomer das. The Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, that whole school, say in the name of the Ra'ah, that the Mishnah speaks about a case of a Shchiv Mira, and the Chacham Miritakana, that since Adam is Daito Krova Eitzel B'no, since a person feels connected to his son, if we don't allow this Kenyan to work, meaning that he explained, what's going on in our Gemara? Why Daito Shel Adam Krova Eitzel B'no? Why does that make a difference? If you can't make a Kenyan on Davar Shelo Bal Yolam, it's not that you have more Gemir Stas. No. You can't make a Kenyan on Davar Shelo Bal Yolam. It's not just that you're not committed to making the Kenyan. You can't. You're incapable of making a Kenyan L'davar Shelo Bal Yolam. But it's a takana drabanan for a shchiv mera that he's able to be makna to his child, because we assume that if a shchiv mera is told, yes, we know you want to be makna to your unborn child, but you can't, it's going to be very bad for his health and it may kill him. So we make a special takana for a shchiv mera. So he says the Ritva writes that you have to say that which the Uber is not Zocha is because of the Chisaron HaUber, not because of the Chisaron HaMakna, right? That's the Chiluk over here is all on a Drabbanan level, on a Takana Drabbanan level. The third approach as to why there's a Chiluk between Beno and other people is the approach of the Shach. The Shach writes that Be'emes, an Uber has no Zochia whatsoever. But since Daito Shaladim Krove Eitzel B'no, there's an Anan Sahadi that you want this Kinyan to work in whatever way you could make it work. So if there's any halachic way for you to see to it that your unborn child is actually Kona something, we assume that's what you intended to do. And there is a halachic way to do it. What's the halachic way to do it? You're makna to a third party, Al Minas, that when your child is born, he's going to be makna to the child. So we assume that when a person says that this mana should go to my son, what he's really saying is, this mana should go to whoever hears me, Al Minas, that whoever hears me goes and is makna it to my son later on. That's how the Shach says, that's why Adam Daito Kroveitzel B'no, Daito Shalom Kroveitzel B'no makes a difference over here. It's not that you have the ability to be makna l'davar shalom b'liolim, you don't, but we assume you're doing it in a way that will make it happen. The problem with the Shach is, then l'chora, when the son is born, you should need another kinyan. You should have to be makna it to the child. Right? It doesn't happen automatically. He says, saying that the only way it works is if there's some other stage here that we didn't speak about. If there's some other form of kinyan. Okay, but those are the three basic approaches as to why Daito Shalom Krovei Etzel B'no makes a difference. Also, the Ramah quotes from the Tshuvas HaRash that Daito Shalom Krova is Dafka LeBeno, but not for Ben B'no. We're going to discuss later on in today's daf about certain halachas. Do you refer to a Ben B'no as your son also? When you call your grandson, do you say that's my son also? Well, the Ramah writes from the Tshuvas HaRash that when it comes to this halacha, you can't be Mezaka LeBen B'no, that's an Ubar, only to B'no, that's an Ubar. The Truma Sadesh, however, says, Mistama Daito Shalom Krova Gam Labas B'no. That not only for Ben B'no, with the Labas B'no, Ben B'no, Ein L'chalek, that we have, that grandchildren are included, are in this umdana that we have, that a person has Kirvas Hadas by his children. Mistama means by his grandchildren as well. Now, the Ketzos just points out that the Ramah associates himself between two places. Over here, the Ramah writes, like the Rush, that you can't be mezaka to ben b'no ubar. When it comes to someone who dies and yiniach peros mechubarim lekarka, he leaves over peros that are still attached to the ground. So the halacha is that harem shall ben, because adam daito krova, daito shalom krova etzel b'no, right? Over there he quotes that, according to the Truma Sadeshen, that it will go to the grandchildren also. So over there he quotes the idea that grandchildren are included in the das being karov etzel ben b'no as well. Also, in terms of this mezaka l'ubar and daito krova, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Does that idea of your das being karov etzel b'no, does that work no matter how early on the fetus is inside the womb? The Ritva writes, that which we say that you're mezaka l'bno ubar, that's only after 40 days of pregnancy. Because then you could say that there's kirvas hadas. But betoch arboim yom, the ubar is just considered maya ba'alma. If you know, you go for the sonogram, it's just a kernel. Doesn't look like anything. It's a maya ba'alma. And therefore, it's hard to really connect to maya ba'alma. Once it's beyond 40 days and it starts developing a little bit more, so then it's still a kernel after 40 days, but whatever. Like, once it's beyond 40 days, it starts to develop a little bit further, so then we could assume that there might be such an idea of a Daito Krova Eitzel B'no. The Beis Yosef, however, quotes from the Itter that even Betoch Mem Yom, even within 40 days of the Yetzirah Savlad, still you could be Mezakel Ubar. The only thing is, you need to know that she's pregnant. And usually within 40 days, that's around the time that she's figuring out if she's pregnant, if she misses a period or whatever. But if somehow you knew within 40 days that she was pregnant, so then Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Itur that would be good enough as well. That you'd be able to be mezaka to such an ubar as well. Obviously, there are a lot of nafkaminas between an ubar betoch mem yom and la'achar mem yom. Post can discuss when it comes to abortions and things like that. We don't have time to get into all that right now. Says the Gemara Vayter, Am le Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdata. Rav Shmuel says to Rav Chana Bagdata, Pok aisi li be'a sara ve'im alach ba'apayu ha'mezaka l'ubar kana. He says, I want you to go get me a minion of people together so that I can publicize in front of them that I'm mezaka l'ubar kana. Meaning the Gemara Maseches Ksubas of Zayin and Beis discusses, why would you need 10 people to paskan halacha? So Gemara says that when you want to make a mechudash tika drasha, you want to be mefarsim as much as possible. You want as many people to be able to spread the word as possible. So that's why you would want to get 10 people together to say mezaka l'ubar kana. The Gemara Ksubas is talking about how we know that birchas chasanim requires a minion. So the Gemara first quotes a pasuk by Boaz, that Boaz gathered together 10 people. So he said, oh, what's he getting a minion together? It must be to make birchas chasanim, that you need a minion. So the Gemara over there says, nah, who says? Maybe all he's trying to do is to darshan. He's trying to darshan amoni v'lo amonis, moavi v'lo moavis. And the Gemara says, well, what does he need a minion to darshan? So that he needs a minion to darshan to be mefarsi milson. The Gemara gives this as an example, this exact halacha of this exact maisa where Shmuel needed to gather together a minion in order to darshan. Because when you want to be mefarsim a new drasha, you get a minion together and that will be mefarsim things very quickly. The Hilchsa, the Gemara says, mezaka l'ubar lo kana. Although he tried to get a minion together and tried to push the idea that mezaka l'ubar kana, the halacha is not so. The halacha Machas Mizaka Luber Lokana, says Rashbam Mizaka Luber Lokana Karabi Yochanan, Ugon She'eno Beno, Mizaka Luber Lokana, but with that limitation that it's not your child. If it is your child, then we still would hold that Mizaka Luber Shemei Ishto Kana Didaita Shaladim Krov Eitzel Beno. We still hold that a person's das is Krov Eitzel Beno. So the Mizaka Luber Lokana just means some random Uber. If you go to some Uber that's not your own child, that's when we assume a Mizaka Luber is not going to be Kana. The Beis Yosef, in Simon Reish Yud, says that Yeshua's topic in the Maskana of the Gemara, that Mizaka Luber Lokana, is it because we pass on like Rav Nachman that when it comes to an Ubar, that an Ubar has no Zechiyah at all, and therefore, if you say Likishetelade, it is Kana, like Rav Nachman said on Amud Aleph, or maybe no, maybe the Gemara is paskening, like Rashbam says, like Rabbi Yochanan, that an Uber has no Zuchiyah at all, and therefore, even if you say L'Kishateleid, it's not going to work at all. It's not even going to work when you say L'Kishateleid. That was a Machlokas Amarayim, and yesterday's daf, the top of Amud Aleph, top of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So we just say very generally, Mizaka Luber Lokana, but which Shita of Mizaka Luber Lokana are we paskening like? So the Beis Yosef writes that if you look at the Rif and the Rambam, they say Mizaka Luber Lokana, and they don't make any Chilukim. So if it were true that Likishateleid would be Kona, they should have said, oh, but if you say Likishateleid, then it's Kona. So it makes it sound like the Rambam and the Rif are not Mechalik, that even Likishateleid will not work, like the Rashbam says. The Ran says you could prove from Rabbi Yochanan actually, we'll leave out the round for right now. The Rush holds that the Halacha is Mizaka Luber Lokana like Rav Nachman, because we pass like Rav Nachman Bedini. And Rav Nachman is one that says that if you say Likishateleid, then it will work. Meaning that's a general rule. We always pass like Rav Nachman. Hilchsuk Rav Nachman Bedini. The problem is that the Rashbam, as we said, on over here, the Rashbam says we pass like Rav Yochanan, right? Yet on later on today's daf on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Rashbam writes in the third wide line, Kaimel and Krav Nachman Damar Adva Chamar Kana Mechza VeHamizaka LeUber LeKshateleid Kana KeRav Nachman. So the Rashbam himself is Sosur himself. Over here he says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Mizaka LeUber is not Kona even if you say LeKshateleid. And then later he says, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that if you say L'Kishateleid, it is good enough. So the Rashbam is a problematic shita. The Rashbam is Sosur himself. But you have the basic Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif on one side, and the Rush on the other side, in terms of whether it works to say L'Kishateleid. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Who damar le debitu? A guy says to his wife, Nechase lebni, diyahavli minech. A guy says to his wife, all my nechasim are going to go to the children that I will have from you. Meaning they're just getting married now. They obviously don't have any children yet. He has children from a previous marriage. And he says to the wife, she's not pregnant. He says, I want all my nechasim to go to the children that you're going to give birth to for me. Asa break hashisha, so is existing older son heard about this statement, and he was none too happy. Amar Leah, who gavra my taviyale? He said, Dad, what about me? So Amar Leah, zil kani kichan mibray. He says, oh yeah, you're also one of my kids. Okay, you can get like one of the kids that will come from this new wife. Hanach vade lo kani dakati lasnu. So now, in terms of the kids that will be born from this wife, they're certainly not Kona anything, because, after all, they weren't in existence. Forget about Mizaka LeUber. They weren't even an Uber at the time. So they obviously get nothing. But, hi, is Cholik L'Talia B'makom Banya? Unless L'Cholik L'Talia B'makom Banya. What about this existing son, who the father had told, you get the same Cholik that they get? So does that mean to assume that he gets a real Cholik, even though the other ones really don't get any Cholik? Or do we assume, no, if the other ones don't get any chelek, he gets the same zero that they get. So do we assume that this child gets something, or do we assume he does not get anything? Talia, the Lashon Talia, the Rashbam points out, is Tino Gadol. Talia means teenager, essentially. He says, the riot is we had about 50 blad ago, where the Gemara said that Rav Nachman commented that Nahirna kiavam etaylin or Natkirna kiavam etaylin talia v'talia sakabar shev surei b'shuka v'lavuchatu. That he made that comment, that I remember the old days when you could have 16 and 17 year old Talias Vitaliasas, meaning 16 and 17 year old teenage boys and girls walking through the streets together, and they didn't sin back in the old days. But that nowadays that would be impossible. But the point is that the lashon that it used is Talia Vitaliasa. So you see, Talia in general means a teenager. So this isn't a child who knows what he's doing already. He's a 16, 17 year old kid. So we want to know, does he get a chelek or does he not? So what's the halacha in this case? So the Amoraim split into two groups in terms of paskening. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Yirmiya, Damri Ischalik Latali B'makom Banya. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Maisha, and Rabbi Yirmiya all said he does get a chelek. Rabbi Yavov, Rabbi Chanin, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, Damri Leschalik Latali B'makom Banya. Finally, say he does not get a chelek. Amalei Rabbi Avahu l'Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Avahu, who's from the group that says he does not get a chelek, says to Rabbi Yirmiya, who is from the group that it says he does get a chelek, Hilchsa kavasan o hilchsa kavasaychu. Okay, I know what we all hold. Who do we paskin like? So Amalei Pshita de hilchsa kavasan de kashishta minaychu. So Rabbi Yirmiya responds, we paskin like us that he does get a chelek because we're older than you, and you got to paskin like the shita. That the opinion that's the older opinion. So therefore, you have to paskin like us. So we're not going to paskin like you because you're a bunch of kids. So Amr Lei. So he said back to him, Midi b'kshishusa talya milsa. What, is there a halach of seniority that whoever's older gets the psak halacha like him? B'tayma talya milsa. Give me a svara. If you give me a svara, I'll tell you. That's what it's really tali on. It's tali on whether you have a good svara or you don't have a good svara. What's this idea of kshishus, of being tali on age? What would be the havamina that something like this is going to be tali at all on age? It seems like a very strange thing. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, the kashishta minaychu nir ba'enai v'hadi isal el reish perak yosef Rabbi Yirmiya kamed Rabbi Yavo v'kabam minay. Well, Rabbi Yaakov Emden not dealing with that issue, actually. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is dealing with, wait a second, who is really older than who? Right, what happened over here? Rabbi Avo says to Rabbi Yirmiya, who do we pass like? Rabbi Yirmiya says, we pass like me because I'm older than you. So Rabbi Yirmiya is supposed to be older than Rabbi Avo. He says, but elsewhere the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yirmiya was Yosef Kameid Rabbi Avo v'kabomine. That Rabbi Yirmiya sat in front of Rabbi Avo. Sounds like Rabbi Yirmiya was a Talmud Yoshev Lefnei Rabbo of Rabbi Avo. Sounds like Rabbi Yirmiya was younger than Rabbi Avahu. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, maybe that was a different Rabbi Yirmiya. You have to say that Yirmiya is a common enough Jewish name. Must have been a different Rabbi Yirmiya. Okay, but either way, this whole idea of Kashish Minaychu, why would we think Kashish Minaychu makes a difference, that being older makes a difference? So Rav Elchanan has a beautiful word over here. Rav Elchanan writes that in all Piskei Halachos, there are two possible ways to go about paskening a halacha. The first possible way is that Achra is based on the din itself. Like Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Halach Rav Yehuda. Why? Because they check all the machlokes in between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and they saw in each place that Rav Yehuda was correct. It's not that stam we just make a rule. It's that they investigated. When we say Hilchsak Rav B'Yisurei, it's because Rav was actually a greater expert in Issur V'Heter. Shmuel was a greater expert in Dine Mamonos. They checked each of the machlokesim, and it turns out that Rav was right in most of the Issur V'Heter cases, and Shmuel was right in most of the Dine Mamonos cases. It's based on what they actually hold and whether their shita makes more sense. The second way to approach it, though, says Rav Elchanan, is that in terms of the halacha, we can't be machriya. We don't know who's right. Rav, Shmuel, they both have such good points. Rather, that we're machriya, let's say Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, we're machriya like Rabbi Yehuda, like, because we know that in general Rabbi Yehuda is more of a bar samcha than Rabbi Meir. Meaning we know in this particular case, we don't know who's right. We can't determine one way or the other. But let's say you have a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and whatever your local community rabbi. So they both sound so right. They both sound like they have good points. And you can't be machriya one way or the other. But one thing you know is that Rav Moshe was much greater. So if you know that Rav Moshe was much greater, so that's enough is a reason to say that you should paskin like Rav Moshe. That he's a bar samcha, where it's a din in the gavra, not a din in the halacha per se. So that's the issue he says that's going on over here. That he says, look, who do we paskin like, me or you? And he's saying, and Rabbi Yirmiya's response is, if we can't be machriya one way or the other, go with the Bar Samcha, go with the people who are more experienced poskim, who are a little bit older, and therefore the older people should have the right. He says, wait a second, I didn't say I'm willing to give up on the taima yet. I'm not so sure that we can't be machriya. When you can't be machriya, you'll go with the kashisha. But over here, this is not one of those halachos that's tully on who's older. It shouldn't make a difference who's older. It should make a difference who's a bigger Bar Samcha. Okay, now the says the Gemara Vayter, the time am I, so what is the logic over here to say one way or the other? Zil gabed Rabbi Avin da asbarta ne'aleh, so he says, I'll tell you what, go to Rabbi Avin, because I explained this to Rabbi Avin already, and Rabbi Avin, keep in mind, is one of the original members of Rabbi Yirmiah's group, who says that the kid does get a chelek. He says, go to Rabbi Avin, I already explained to Rabbi Avin why the kid should not get a chelek, v'karkish bareshe b'midrasha, and he nodded his head to me in the Beis Medrash, so I know that he agrees with me. Since he nodded his head, I know that he changed his mind based on the svara that I gave him. So you want the svara, go to him, he'll explain the svara to you. So Azal Gabay, so he, I don't know why he couldn't just explain it to him, but okay, so Azal Gabay, so he went to Rabbi Avin, Amrlei, and he said, I'll tell you the svara, why the kinyan should not work. Ilu Amrlei k'ni k'chamar mikani. Let's say the father would have said to his son, I want you to be kona my property the same way the donkey is kona my property. So then would the child get anything? Of course not. The donkey gets nothing, the child gets nothing. Kanika chamar obviously would not work. So over here as well, when he's saying, yeah, you should get a kinyan the same way the other kids get a kinyan, but the other kids aren't even, they're not even a thought yet. They're not even an Uber yet. They don't get any kinyan. So it's just like a chamar. It's like nothing. It's as if you said nothing to the person because there's no way that they get any sort of kinyan. Fine. Says the, right, and obviously the issue at hand is, do we say that, meaning by the case of Kanika chamar, everyone is supposed to realize that when you say Kanika Chamar, that a Chamar does not get a kinyan. The guy obviously knew it when he said to his son, you should be calling like a Chamar, that the Chamar gets nothing. Do we assume the same thing over here when he has these unconceived, not even conceived children, that he should have known that they don't get a kinyan? Or do we assume, no, maybe he thought that children are different? Right? That seems to be the point of dispute. Okay, de itmar, Kanika Chamar lo kana, at v'chamar, right, if you say kanika chamar, that for sure doesn't work. What if you say the following? At v'chamar, right, and this is going to be the major sugi of today's daf. You say, at v'chamar, I want you and the chamar to be kona. Rav Nachman amar kona mechza. So Rav Nachman says, the person is kona half the estate. Because he said, you and the chamar should split it. The chamar obviously doesn't get anything. There's no such thing as a kinyan for a chamar. But what does the person get? So Rav Nachman says the person gets half, because that's clearly what he intended to give the person. Rav Amnuna amar lo amar klum. Rav Amnuna says, no, the person gets nothing. Rav Sheshes amar kona akol. Rav Sheshes says, the person gets everything. Meaning, say the person gets nothing, you understand also. Because if the kinyan is not chal on behalf of the chamar, it's not going to be chal on behalf of the person either. And say the person gets everything also, the explanation would be that since for the chamar it doesn't work, he means to give whatever is not going to the chamar to the person. So the person therefore gets everything. Rav Elchanan explains in Kavit Shurim, Os Tav Kuf Aleph, he says that the machlokas is when you're being makanet to two people at the same time. So what's your das? Is your das to split it between the two? Or is your das that you really wish you can give all of it to each of them? The only thing is, you only have one all of it. You can't give all of it to each of them. So by being makanet to two people at the same time, it's practically impossible to give all of it to each of them. So therefore, they split it. So what's the nafkamina? This exact case. What if you try to be makanet to two people, everything, and one of them can't be kone? One of them is ineligible to be kone. So do we assume your das initially was to split it, in which case the one who can be kone gets half? Or do we assume that your das was to give all of it to each of them? And therefore, the one who can't be kone gets nothing. The one who can be kone, he'll actually get all of it. Right? That's the suffix in Rav Elchanan. It's like by Yarshin, that by Yerusha, meaning when Yerusha gets split, why does Yerusha get split? Is it because each one only deserves X amount? No, it's that really each one is a Yorish and should get the whole thing. The only thing is there are other Yorishim, right? If there was only one Yorish, then for sure he'd get everything. But since there are other Yorishim, so Mele would have to be split. That's the basic idea of Rav Elchanan. Okay, but anyway, I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who is this last Shita, who holds that the person gets everything, he says, Mina Minila, how do I know that I'm correct, that when you say At V'chamor, that the person gets everything? Titanya. Because we have the following brisa. Mm-hmm. Just by the way, in terms of halacha, right? Rav Nachman said the person gets half. So both Rashbam and Tosfos point out that we paskin like Rav Nachman, that hilchos Rav Nachman bedini, and therefore you would get half. Tosfos is bothered because the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Aleph says almost in passing that at v'chamor lo kana. The Gemara says, don't we know at v'chamor lo kana? So Tosfos says, no, you have to look carefully at the Gemara. The Gemara is asking it as a question, leman deyomar lo kana. But not that necessarily it's a raya that that's how we paskin that lo kana. He says, when it comes to paskining halacha, we're going to paskin like Rav Nachman Bedini, and therefore we're going to say that kana mechza. But anyway, says our Gemara, Rav Sheshes, who says yukana akol, where does he know this idea that yukana everything? Titanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, in the chamar b'kishos el pnimi shabo. Rabbi Yossi says the most bitter part of kishos, let's say cucumbers, are the middle part of it. Lefichak shu torim, and therefore if you give truma on cucumbers, I'm guessing kishos are cucumbers, right? So if you give truma on cucumbers, most of alachiton shabav v'torim, you're going to have to add extra outer parts to it to give the truma, right? Meaning since the halacha is that you're not allowed to be torim min hara al hayafe, you can't be torim from the bad stuff on the good stuff. So in order to make sure that you have enough good stuff that you're giving as truma, so you have to add extra outer parts of the vegetable in order to make the truma binding. Now all the Rishonim are bothered. Wait a second. If I'm giving truma on like kinds of vegetables, right? I'm giving this cucumber is going to cover all the other cucumbers in the basket. So just like this one is bitter, the other ones are bitter also. So it's not min hara al yafa, it's min hayafa virhara al yafa virhara. Why should that not work? So Tosfos is bothered by that kasha, and Tosfos says that the hachlo ari bishakalakishu and marim ela osa shetore mimsis mara. He says, no, over here we're not talking about that they're all bitter. The one you happen to take truma from is bitter, the rest of them aren't bitter. So that's why you have to add extra. Rashbam says, no, they're all bitter. The only thing is, you can't properly, easily measure the percentage of each one that's bitter. It could be the one that you're taking has a higher percentage of bitterness than the other ones, that a higher percentage of the vegetable has actually had that bitter flavor spread to it than the other ones. And since you can't be sure, so to be safe, you add extra non-bitter parts. That's how the Rashbam understands. So, frankly, Gemara, amai at v'chamar hu, why should you have to add extra parts of the chitot? Shouldn't you say it's at v'chamar? Because when you say kisha zeh is going to be truma on these, since there's a maru matuk, so just like by on the mar, on the bitter part, the truma is nachal, you should say on the sweet part, the truma is nachal either. Why does it help to add extra sweet part to the outside if the truma is not going to be chal on the bitter part, it's not going to be chal on the outer part either? Answers the Gemara, no, shiny hasam. The truma, by truma it's different because midaraisa truma ma'al yasehi. On a daraisa level, if you give truma minara al yafa, it counts, it works. How do we know that if you give truma from the ra al yafa that it works? Shenemar, v'losisu alav chet parim chemes chelbo mimenu. V'imenu kadush nesius chet lama. If it didn't work, why would it be called that you were no se chet by doing it? You didn't do anything by doing it if it doesn't work. So it must be that it works. Mikan latari minara al yafa shetrumasu truma. We see that when you're turning from Ra al Yafa, that the Truma does work. Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, Masav Rav Avya Tiyufta. Rav Avya asked the following Tiyufta. Maisa b'chal Mishnah Shemen Shteyachios. Mishnah Kiddushin. If you have five women, amongst whom are two sisters, a guy picks a basket of fruit, and that fruit happened to have belonged to those girls, but it happened to have been Shemitah year, so he was allowed to go take it. And he says, I want all of you to be mekadeshes to me with this basket of fruit. One of them was mekabelit for on behalf of all of them. Amr Cham Ein Achios Mekudashos. The Cham said, so the three who aren't sisters are married to him, the two sisters are not married to him, right? Because it's Kiddushin and Rui Lubia for each of the sisters, so neither of them are married to him. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Achios Udein Mekudashos, Hanachrios Mekudashos, that makes it sound like the other three are married. Vamai atvechamar, isn't this exactly the case of atvechamar? Meaning you're trying to do, make a chalos happen on two things simultaneously. On one of them it can't be chal, on the other one it can be chal. Right? So you're trying to be mekadesh five women simultaneously. On two of them the kiddushin can't be chal, on three of them it can be chal. So shouldn't we say that if atvechamar is lo kana, that you're not the other three women aren't mukadashos either? That if it didn't work on these two, it didn't work on the other three either. It's exactly atvechamar. Amalei said no. Hainu de chazai Rav Huna bar Avya bechalma de most Rav Avya tiyufta. He says, ah, Rav Huna bar Avya had a dream that such a tiyufta would be asked, and lav mi ukimna damar harim chem lebia tiskadeshli. We made an ukimta that in that mishnah the guy specifically says, I'm being mekadesh whichever of you is roy lebia to me. He doesn't say I'm being mekadesh all of you. Whichever of you is roy lebia, the two sisters, not roy lebia. So it's not a case of atva chamar. It's excluding the chamar. It's excluding the two that are roy lebia. In Kiddushin, the Gemara says that we derive four halachos from that Mishnah. Three of them we accept the halacha, and one of them we reject. The Atva Chamar part is the one that we reject because of the Sukimta. There are three separate halachas that Mekadesh Per Shvius works. We accept that if you Mekadesh Be Gezel, Tzeina Mekadeshes, because the only reason he was able to Mekadesh them with their fruit was because it was Shemitah, and therefore it was Hefker. But had it not been Shemitah, using their fruit, stealing their fruit from them, then being Mekadesh them with it would not have worked. And we also see that a Shliach, that an Isha could be Nasa Shliach Chaverta, a woman could be a Shliach for a friend to be receive a kiddushin, even though through that receiving the kiddushin, she's also going to become her tzara. She's still going to become her co-wife. Still, such a shlichus works. Those are the three halachas that we actually derive from that case. But this atva chamar thing, we don't derive from that case because we just make an ukimta that the guy says, "I'm only being mekadesh those of you that can be ra'i labia." Fine. A guy says to his wife, my nechasim will go to you and to our children. Rav Yosef says, no matter how many children they have, the woman gets half and the children divide the other half. Rav Yosef says, where do I get that idea? Why don't we just say the woman gets a chelek like each of the children? Why do we say she gets a chelek corresponding to all of the children? To Tanya, because you have a Brisa. Rebbe Omer Vaisal Aaron Ulvanav. Pasuk says Vaisal Aaron Ulvanav, and we darshin, yeah, Mechzala Aaron Mechzala Ulvanav, that half goes to Aaron himself and the other half goes Lubanav. So you see, it's not that Aaron divides it with his children evenly, it's that he gets half and his children have to divide the other half. So the same thing over here. Over there, Aaron is a bar chaluka. You wouldn't have to say that it goes to Aaron ulevanav. Why does the Torah specify it goes to Aaron ulevanav? Must be because Aaron's going to get half of it. But isha lav bas yerushihi daya shetitel kachem min abanam. Over here, if you don't say to your wife that she's getting something, she would get nothing. She's not a bas chaluka to begin with. So the reason you have to specify your wife is just to put her into the picture, to give her a chel- like each of the banim. By the case of Aaron, he was already a bar chaluka. Why did the Torah have to specify him? To tell me he gets more than a chelek, he gets half of the whole thing. But by the Isha, you need to specify her just to get her a chelek. Says, but we know Shmuel gave the woman a half when this case came up in Arda. Rabbi Yochanan gave the woman a half when it came up in Tveria. There was the money for to pay for the crown that the king imposed on the rich people and on the officers. Amar Rebbe Nesva Abuli Palga Vastrugay Palga, and Rebbe said that they have to split it half half. So isn't that the same thing? Says Gemara, even though the rich people of Chora can afford a lot more than the officers. So says Gemara, no, hachi ashta, hasame yekaru ki havakasvi, abule havakasvi, vastrugi havamasaya badayu. No, in that situation with the king, the rich people were the ones who were really charged with paying for the crown, and the officers decided to help out. The other malkat havakamasayei, the king found out that the officers were helping, hasha maidu kakasvi, abule vastrugi, lememra, tahani palga vahani palga. So he said, you know what? Let them each pay half of it. If they want to help out, let them really help out, and they'll pay for half as well. But typically speaking, we're not going to say that automatically it's half-half. Masv Rabbi Zera, Ha'omer Reilai Mincha Mei Saron Lavi B'Shnei Kelim. If a guy says, I want to bring Karban Mincha of 100 Yisarons to bring in two separate Kelim, maybe Shishim Mekli Echad, V'Arbam Mekli Echad. Normal Karban Mincha is Shishim Yisaron, and with X amount of oil. So he brings the Shishim in one Kli, and 40 in another Kli. But if he splits it 50-50, that 50 sarin in one kli and 50 in the other kli, that also counts as a that's also kasher. Im hevi in lechatchila lo, but it sounds like lechatchila, it's not supposed to be split down the middle. V'isal kadaita kol ki agavna palgo palgahu afil lechatchila nami. But if you're going to say in all these types of cases, we assume it's split down the middle, like when you tell your wife, you get nechasim and the children get nechasim, that she gets 50% and the children get 50%, why is that any different over here? You say you want to bring 100 Yisaron in to Kalim, so it should be split down the middle. So it says more nechachi hashtag, you can't compare at all. By the case of the Karban Mincha, clearly the guy wanted to bring a large carbon. Why did he say he's going to bring it in two kelim? He knew that you can't bring it in one kli. So he's going to bring it, however it's possible to bring it. And that's why he fill one kli first with the 60 and then go bring in another kli. And it happens to be we pass like Rav Yosef in three cases throughout Maseches Bava Basra, right? The Rashbam points out that the reason we need to point out that we pass like Rav Yosef in these three cases is because typically when it's Rabba v'Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba. But in three cases, that, and this is the third one, already almost done with the Masechta, we paskin like Rav Yosef. Sada was in the first parak of the Masechta, when a guy sells land on the Mitzvah de Beinasa, right? When he sells land on the border de Beinasa. Inyan was how long we consider you have the right to go back on a kinyan, so long as you're asukim, but also inyan. And Mechtza is this case of Kanai Palga of Rav Yosef, that you're kona half when you say that I'm giving to my wife and to my children, that the wife gets half. Right? Sadin and Mechtza. We pass on like Rav Yosef in all three cases. A guy sends beautiful linen garments to his house. Amar Rabbi Ami, Haruin Labanim Labanim. So Rabbi Ami says, who gets them? His sons, his daughters. So Rabbi Ami says, well, let's see. The linen garments that look like men's clothing, that will go to the sons. So the ties will go to the, what else is linen? It's men's clothing. Silk, oh, so, okay, whatever. Whatever it is, the ties will go to the sons. Rui lebanos, lebanos. The dresses, that will go to the daughters. Velo armanel de lesle kalsa. That's only if he doesn't have daughters-in-law, right, if the sons aren't married. Aval isle kalsa, le kalsa shadar. But very often, someone has daughters-in-law, he wants to ingratiate himself with his daughters-in-law, so he'll buy his daughters-in-law clothing also. We better send them a gift certificate, let them buy their own. Vi binse lo nasivan, lo shavak binse mshadil kalsa. And if his daughters are unmarried, then he certainly means to give to his daughters rather than to give to his daughters-in-law, because no one else is buying clothing for his daughters. So then certainly we assume he wants to give it to his daughters. A guy says, I'm giving all my nechasim to my children. The only thing is, to my sons. Problem is, he only has one son, and he has lots of daughters. So what does he mean when he says, I'm giving my nechasim to my sons? Do we assume a person calls a son sons in the plural? Or maybe a person does not call son sons. And he really intends to give his matana to his daughters. Amar Abaye Tashemas. Abaye says, I'll bring you a raya whether you can call a single son sons. Ubnei Dan, the sons of Dan are chushim. And that's it. So you see that one son is called sons. He says, no, maybe Chushim isn't just the name of a son. Chushim is representative of how many sons he had. That it was Merubim Kechushim Shalkane. It was like the Chushim of a Kana branch. That's how many children he had. So it actually was several sons. Elam Rava, so Rava says you have to come up with other rayas. Ubnei Palu Eliav. Right? So you see that it's Bnei and it's only one person. Rav Yosef Amar, Ubnei Eson Azariah. Right, the Bnei Eitan or Azariah. So you see that again, that it says Bnei in plural and it's only one person. The Netziv asks in a couple of places, he says, wait a second, we just quoted a Pasuk from Bamidbar Perchavav, why do you then need to bring me a pasuk from Divrei Yamim? Isn't the pasuk from Chumash stronger? So the Nesiv says, no, Divrei Yamim is written B'lashon B'nei Adam. And we're trying to figure out when a person says, I'm giving to my sons, what he means. So it's actually a stronger raya from Divrei Yamim, because Divrei Yamim was said B'lashon B'nei Adam. We assume Lashon Torah L'chud and Lashon B'nei Adam L'chud. Since Divrei Yamim is B'lashon B'nei Adam, the greatest raya is from Divrei Yamim. Hu da'amr lehu nechsai lebanai. A guy says, my nechasim should go to my sons. Havalei bra ubarbra. He has a son and a grandson. Karuin shilabarbra bra olo. Now, if he said, my nechasim should go to my son, singular, then there's no question it means only his son. But he has a son and a grandson, and he said, my nechasim should go to my sons. So do we assume that a person calls his grandson a son also? We do have a concept in halacha b'nei banim arim kebanim, right? That a grandfather has to teach his grandson Torah, right? That there is a concept in halacha b'nei banim arim kebanim. But do we assume that that's how a person speaks also? That when a person says, I'm going to give to my son, it means my grandson as well. Rav Chaviva amar karu inshi lebarbra bra. Rav Chaviva says, yeah, a person sometimes calls the son of a son his son. What about a son of a daughter? That it doesn't say. The poskim discuss in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to the halacha of being mechabed a grandparent, do we say b'nei banim arayim kebanim, but b'nei banos are not kebanim? Would it make a difference if it's a maternal grandparent or a paternal grandparent? It's a machlokas in the poskim. Pashas says it shouldn't make a difference, but okay. Marbar avashi amar lo karu inshi lebar bra bra. Marbar avashi says, no, you don't call a grandson a son. A grandson's l'chud and a son is l'chud. They're different relationships. Tanya kavase de marbar avashi, hamudra na me banim mutar b'nei banim. And the greatest riot, Marbar Avashi, is that if a person is mudra anah, that he's not allowed to get anah from his banim, the halacha is that he's mutar b'nei banim. So you see that b'nei banim are not the same as banim. We'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.